Mr. Hussain, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Amal, and thank you, Madam Chairperson, and good morning for everybody. My name is Khalid Hussain. I am Bihari Urdu-speaking linguistic minority of Bangladesh and formerly stateless person. I born in Geneva camp in Bangladesh without a nationality because both of my parents were stateless socially, culturally, and economically, subject to marginalization exclusions like millions of other stateless people in the world, most of whom belong to the minorities like me. Reason behind the statelessness was 1947 when India was divided in two countries, India and Pakistan. The Urdu-speaking Muslim minority of the Indian province of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal migrated to then East Pakistan, now in Bangladesh. In 1971, East Pakistan revolted against the rule of the West Pakistan and fought a 9 months of war liberation, which resulted the emergence of the Bangladesh in 16 December 1971. A small section of Urdu-speaking community played an anti-liberation role by siding with the Pakistani army, and therefore the end of the war, the Bihari become victim of the situation and were forced to abandon their homes, business, properties and employment. The international community of Red Cross, ICRC, built large and small settlement camps all over in Bangladesh to provide the shelter, food, medicine support to the displaced Biharis. These settlements, approximately 116 in number, are commonly known as the Bihari camps. Residents were effect stateless without identity document to recognize citizen in any country. The Bihari community survived by struggling for decades without citizenship, without having access to state guarantees, right to basic services that include housing, water, sanitation, education, jobs and other livelihoods. But I never gave up. I always knew that I need to fight for my rights, even though citizenship was denied to me. In 2001, V10 youth from Geneva camp, including me, we filed a writ petition in High Court and we claim ourselves as a by-born Bangladeshi citizen. And just after 1 year, 5th May 2003, High Court has declared our citizenship. That was the first achievement of ending our statelessness. After getting nationality and voting rights, we realized importance and uses of the civil documentations like birth certificates, national ID card and passport. In June 2013, Council of Minorities and Namati started a community-based paralegal project inside the camps. Our paralegals are assisting to the camp community to achieve civil documentations like birth certificate, national ID card, passport, trade license, and other citizenship documents. Within 5 years, we have successfully achieved 8,700 birth certificate. However, in some places, our birth registration has been rejected due to camp address. The authority required electricity bill and permanent address, but we don't have any permanent address without the camp address, and even our electricity is free, provided by the government. There was no changes in socio-economical status of the Biharis, despite we have national ID card and becoming a voter. Camp dwellers are facing discrimination in every part of their life. It is very unfortunate for the Mohammadpur, Mirpur and Chittagong camp dwellers are denied to get the passport. Their passport has been rejected due to the camp address. Investigation officers always said that the Biharis and the Rohingyas are not able to get passport. Whenever our paralegal talk with the investigation officers and they said we have the written instruction from the Home Ministry. Then after in 2014, I have asked to the Home Ministry under the Right to Information Act, RTI, that do you have any policy to provide passport to the Biharis camp dwellers? After 1.5 months, I got an order from the Home Ministry and the order said that the Biharis are able to get passport. Now, even though we have an order from the Home Ministry, but repeatedly our passport are rejecting. In May 2015, I have filed a complaint to the National Human Rights Commission regarding our passport rejection, and NHRC has issued 7 letters to the Home Ministry and copy to me. However, no response from the Home Ministry after receiving 7 letters from NHRC. At the international level, the aim to ending the statelessness by 2024, but in 2015, the cabinet of the government of Bangladesh has approved a draft citizenship bill. The matter is now under consideration of the parliament. There are so many sections are contradictory to create the statelessness in Bangladesh. But I trust our government will review the bill before enacting in the parliament. I want to mention some recommendations here. Review the draft citizenship bill 2015, protect the nationality rights of the all Bangladeshis and prevent the all risks of statelessness in Bangladesh, ensuring the birth registration of newborn Rohingyas in Bangladesh, issue an official order to guide and insurance the passport, birth certificates and other documentations of the Biharis camp dwellers on an equal basis with other Bangladeshis without any hassle of the investigations officers. The government should take necessary action to rehabilitate the Bihari community in Bangladesh with dignity. The government should stop the eviction of the Bihari camps. At the end, I want to say thanks to OSCHR for its minority fellowship program, and I am one of the minority fellow of 2008. After completing my fellowship, I have established Council of Minorities in Bangladesh and working for the rights of the establishment of the minorities. Thank you all.